We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
I'd been an audiologist for 20 years. I had a box of old hearing aids, two decades of old hearing aids, that I didn't know what to do with them, and I didn't want to throw them out. And I read that the Vellore Christian Medical College and Hospital in India needed medical supplies, so I wrote them and said, could you use hearing aids? They said, sure. And 6 months later, I got a letter back saying, how do we fit these? So I said, well, I've never been to India. I'll come show you. That's how it started. It was such a rush. I enjoyed doing it so much. I got back, but I didn't have any more hearing aids. And so I joined Portland Rotary and got them to collect hearing aids for me. The community would donate hearing aids. I'd service them. And after 9/11, it got kind of dicey traveling over to that part of the world. The program was up and running and doing fine, so we switched to the Dominican Republic. We have since had 19 trips there, and we fit over 1,800 hearing aids. We test them and fit them. My wife's a doctor of speech pathology. She teaches them to speak again. As a process of this, we added on additional people to do water filters and prosthetic hands. We call ourselves the 3H, hearing hands and H2O.
We can give in Maine part of the time, but we found that there's a greater need in other places. And that, in addition, is why we added the prosthetic hand project and the water filter project, because to learn how to install water filters is a fairly simple process. And the prosthetic hands are mechanical. They're not neurological. So people can learn how to do that too. The giving portion of this project is the giving of our professional skills and the giving of our time. What we give comes back to us, because being service providers, being clinical professionals, we have the opportunity to see our work in action. That's our career. That's our world. That's what we do every day. When we get up, we go and take care of people. When a child hears their parent's voice for the first time, that changes lives.
It's a very emotional experience. Once you go through watching a child who's just been sitting there and they can't go to school, they have no opportunity, and you did a simple task that's so easy for us to do, you change their lives, they can go to school again. How good is that? This is what we love to do. This is what gives us joy and why we keep going back. We could never have done all that has been accomplished in the Dominican Republic without Rotary. Through Rotary's generosity and the generosity of the members of Rotary and Rotary International, we've been able to do things we could have only imagined were possible. And we can see this growing even further. So we encourage you to investigate Rotary and come with us, help us change lives, or give back to the community. I'm Roger Fagan.
I'm Elizabeth Fagan.
And we're from Scarborough, Maine. I'm a doctor of audiology.
I'm a doctor of speech language pathology.
What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can share your story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.